Vegans, people who choose not to eat or use animal products at all, including eggs and fish. And the number of people choosing to be vegan is on the rise. And that's posing a new challenge for wine producers, some of whom you might be surprised to hear use animal products like gelatin, eggs, fish-derived ingredients in the winemaking process. This is all perfectly normal and perfectly legal. In Britain, a number of wine retailers are now increasing their range of vegan wines, as well as including vegan labels on the bottle. But here in Australia, winemakers don't have to reveal which permitted additives they've used or whether they are animal derived. That sparked calls for greater transparency in labelling, as Imogen Brennan reports.
It might come as a surprise to learn that wine in Australia is legally allowed to have more than 50 ingredients and so-called processing aids added during the winemaking process. The additives include things like sulfites, tannins, and different types of acids, which are used to enhance wines that might be lacking in natural balance and quality if it's been a tricky year for growing grapes. And while sugar is not allowed to be added to wine in Australia, like it is in some countries, concentrated grape juice can be used. Mike Benny is a wine critic and writer.
If people are using concentrated grape juice musts, it is equivalent to adding sugar by another name. And I believe that consumers should be made aware of those sorts of additives into wine alongside other additives.
There's another product that can be added too, one that's commonly known as Mega Purple.
Mega Purple is allowed in Australian wine. I mean, it sounds like a bit of a jovial, fun thing to splash into wine. It's a grape juice concentrate food additive that's used to sort of enhance colour and volume. It's to fill gaps in red wines that might have colour deficiencies.
Aside from the 19 or so permitted additives, there's also the processing aids, about 30 of them altogether, which are mostly used to filter or fine the wine. Egg whites are a popular method of fining, as is casein, which is a milk protein. Sometimes winemakers use gelatin, a product made by boiling the skin, cartilage and bones of animals, usually pigs. Another fining option is diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous earth is ancient sea creatures. It's like a powder, a calcium powder. It's used in pool filters. It's a filtering material.
Tony Milanowski is a lecturer in winemaking with 20 years industry experience at the UK's Plumpton College. Bentonite clay is a permitted processing aid too.
You mix it up as a mud, and you drop it in from the top of the tank, and it settles like silt or mud through the wine. And as it does, it collects protein.
And then there's isinglass, which is a product made from the swim bladders of fish.
So fish swim bladders are what the fish will use to maintain a even keel. So it's not like their urinary parts; it's their flotation. And these fining agents will disperse through the wine and settle out again. I find them all quite normal because they are just the day-to-day things that winemakers learn about and use and talk about. So, you know, they're very familiar to us as winemakers. And so I can appreciate that while I think they're normal, consumers might not.
The process of racking, where the liquid is siphoned away from any solids in the juice, removes the majority of processing aids from wine. But the problem for vegans is it's not mandatory to state which additives and processing aids have been used in the winemaking process and whether they're animal-derived.
The Food Standards Code does not require the addition of isinglass to be called out on labels if it is used in beer or if it is used in wine.
Rachel Triggs is General Counsel for Wine Australia. That's an Australian government statutory authority. As well as being the regulator, Wine Australia invests in research, marketing and protecting the reputation of Australian wine. Rachel Triggs says the only statement winemakers are legally required to make on their label in relation to additives is if they're allergens.
They need to include a statement that milk-derived products have been used if they've used casein, and they also need to provide a statement that egg products may have been used if they've used egg white.
Tony Battaline is the CEO of the Winemakers Federation of Australia.
Wine is, because it has been a traditionally made product, it's a single ingredient food, so grapes are the essential ingredient. So wine has things added to it to fine the product, so to take away the cloudiness, so you will get some unfined wines, but consumers demand a fined wine. There's some preservatives, so sulfites are added to make sure it doesn't spoil. So there is a minimal number, but all these additives and processing aids are things that have been used for years. So, for example, milk is added as a fining product. Now, that's been around since the time of the Romans. So it's always been considered that there's no point in declaring these additives and processing aids.
Have times changed? Are consumers now thinking more about what they're actually consuming?
I think that consumers are thinking more, but I don't think the label's the right way to go.
Tony Battaline says rather than having wine additives and processing aids listed on labels, the information could perhaps be made available on websites. Wine Australia's General Counsel Rachel Triggs says consumers can always ask winemakers for more information.
But under the current regulations here in Australia, you are not required to call out every additive that you use in relation to wine, but you are required to verify that the wine has been made from grapes and products derived solely from grapes.
The Code of Good Manufacturing Practice for the Australian grape and wine industry states that wine is considered a food and shall be produced under conditions that ensure that the product is safe for consumption.
That's right.
Why should wine then be different from food and not have an ingredients list of the additives added to their wine on the back of the label?
Like I said, it's to account for those seasonal variations, and it's on the grounds that these substances are added in incredibly small amounts and they are all naturally occurring.
It's not just wine that isn't required to list ingredients. The Federal Health Department provided a statement to RN Breakfast saying no alcoholic beverages require ingredients to be listed on the label. The statement says alcoholic beverages are exempt from ingredient labelling because the ingredients used in the manufacture of alcoholic beverages are substantially transformed during fermentation. Therefore, providing a list of ingredients is unlikely to provide useful information for consumers. Wine writer Mike Benny says consumers have a right to know what's in their alcohol.
Ingredient labelling on wine should be prevalent. If winemakers and producers are willing to put additives or processing aids into their wines and drink them themselves, then they should not be concerned about putting those details on the label of wine.
That's Mike Benny, a wine critic and wine writer, ending that report from Imogen Brennan.